Tomorrow night, reach into the unknown with Doctor Strange.
You believe in evil, don't you?
You're telling me you're a sorcerer.
Don't defy me, Stephen, or I'll take my pleasure from you in another way.
John Mills is the power of good. Jessica Walter is the power of evil. And mankind's fate hangs in the balance. Peter Hooten stars in Doctor Strange. Tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central and Mountain Time.
Well, the way they pick TV shows is they make one show. That show's called a pilot. Then they show that one show to the people who pick shows. And on the strength of that one show, they decide if they want to make more shows. Some get chosen and become television programs. Some don't. Become nothing.
Hello and welcome to Drop the Pilot, a podcast dedicated to TV pilots that became nothing. I'm Jimmy.
And I am Tisto. Today we'll be discussing Doctor Strange, which aired as a TV movie on September 6th, 1978 on CBS, the same network as The Incredible Hulk and The Amazing Spider-Man live-action TV shows. Which were so successful.
Well, The Incredible Hulk was.
It stars Peter Hooten, who you'll remember from, I don't know, nothing, I suppose, Clyde Kusatsku, who you will recognize, Eddie Benton, Jessica Walter, whom you should recognize, and Sir John Mills.
Yes, I thought I better put Sir in there, because he was a Sir at this point.
Oh, all right.
In his career.
I call him Johnny.
Johnny Mills. This is the start of comic book month here on Drop the Pilot. And I thought I would get Tisto to sit through this boring-ass piece of garbage. You notice that it's Doctor Strange, as in Dr. Strange?
Yes.
Yes, but the comic and the most recent movie is the full word Doctor.
Oh, yeah. I imagine that was because, A, they didn't care, and B, Doctor is DR is shorter, so they can fit it into, you know, listings better and stuff like that.
Yeah, but The Incredible Hulk.
There's no abbreviation for Incredible. They could have just called it The Hulk, I guess.
The Hulk, yeah. And also, The Incredible Hulk was a popular show. It ran for like, what, 5 or 6 seasons or something?
It was a pretty popular show, yes. It was a couple of popular shows, because there was also that Kung Fu show that was essentially the same thing.
That's true.
And The Fugitive was kind of the same thing as well.
Yeah. So, Tisto, what did you think of Doctor Strange?
I thought it was slow and the music was terrible, but I didn't hate it. I thought, you know, okay, yeah, this kind of has a, you know, Incredible Hulk feel. Like, you know, it was okay. It was okay.
I'll disagree with you on one thing.
It's not okay.
I love the music.
All right.
I love the music. I thought it was so funky. Yeah, I did. I actually genuinely enjoyed the music.
The audio was really weird. I think they dubbed over everything, just every line. It was terrible.
Yeah, Peter Hooten especially sounded like he was dubbed over.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing him in anything else, so I don't know if it was his real voice even. Yeah, but I assume so. It was just well.
Yeah.
It may be my imagination. It may only really have been the street scenes where they did that and not in the interior scenes that were shot in a controlled environment. But it was one thing that stood out to me and kind of bugged me.
Possibly, but also they used quite a lot of stock footage.
Uh-huh.
Because you could tell, because a lot of the times when you would see like stock footage of New York, it was grainier than the actual TV movie. So.
Oh, I guess I didn't notice that. Okay.
Right, let's see Peter Hooten. Before we get into the plot, what else has he done? He was in The Inglourious Basterds, the original one.
Didn't see that one.
Yeah. No, me neither.
Orca, he was in Orca.
All right, so he was.
He has a very 70s mustache.
Yeah, and some funky hair.
Did Doctor Strange have funky hair? Didn't he have like a really normal hairdo?
I think, like
a magician, right?
Yeah, but you have to remember something, though, that is really important to the enjoyment of this entire pilot. This was made in the 70s.
It's very much of its time, yeah.
Yeah. let us get into the plot, such as it is. Again, I'm a lazy bastard and I didn't write down any, I didn't write down the plot, so I'm just reading this off IMDb. So to the person who wrote this on IMDb, thank you very much. And don't listen to Wikipedia. And don't listen to the fact that Wikipedia says that this is too long of a description, because it's perfectly fine. It's all right. It's stuck. Somewhere, an evil entity tells Morgan Le Fay that she has been prevented from breaking through to the elfly realm by a great wizard. Ooh.
I should have mentioned that you're going to have to explain the plot to me. I kind of enjoyed it, but I was like, I have no idea what's going on here.
Well, let's see if you can follow this then. And that she has 3 days to either kill or defeat the wizard and win over his successor to the master's side. The evil entity was voiced by... Oh, shit. Forgot his name. Lurch from the Addams Family. I'm going to fight
Ted Cassidy.
Ted Cassidy, yeah.
Sorry, the ancient one, there's the demon Belzeroth and the nameless one. So it's Michael Ancera, I think, who's the first guy that's talking.
Oh, is that? Is he the weird red guy?
I think that's who's talking at first, yeah. Right. Michael Ancera, you'd recognize his face, audience, listeners. He was in a lot of stuff.
So which one is Ted Cassidy then?
Ted Cassidy is Lurch from the Addams Family.
No, I know, but which voice is he?
Oh, Demon Belzeroth. I think he's the one that gets banished.
Is he the one in the horse?
Yes.
Right, cool. Ted Cassidy does the voice of the guy in the horse.
Take note of it.
Le Fay possesses a young woman called Clea Lake. It sounds too much like Clear Lake, but... She's an actual comic book character, so here we go. And uses her as a weapon against Thomas Lindmer?
Yeah, that's an odd name, too.
Yeah. The Sorcerer Supreme. I don't think he's in the comics. Sir John Mills is his character. I don't think he's in the comics. She pushes him off a bridge to his death, but instead of dying, he slowly gets up and magically heals himself. His friend Wong looks after him and locates Lake for him.
That was the least climactic wizard fight ever.
Yeah.
It was just like a staring contest.
Yeah, it was a staring contest, and all of a sudden she's possessed this young woman, and the young woman pushes a stunt double off the bridge.
Yeah, she just walks up to him and says, you've gone too far, or something like that, and then shoves him backwards off the overpass.
And then as the woman snaps out of it, Morgan Le Fay shouts, "Is he dead?"
That's right, yeah. That was actually very funny to me. I like that. Because this is when a young woman is completely freaked out. She comes back to herself and she's completely freaked out. And Morgan Le Fay goes, "Is he dead?"
Yeah, she was so enthusiastic about it. "Is he dead? Please tell me."
We should say now, Morgan Le Fay is played by Jessica Walter. Who people probably remember from Arrested Development as Lucille Bluth, one of the Lucilles anyway. But she's been in lots and lots of stuff. Look at her up, and she's just been in all kinds of wonderful things.
Yeah. Play Misty for me.
All right.
Suffering from psychic after effects of the possession and haunting dreams of Le Fay, Lake is under the care of psychiatrist Dr. Stephen Strange at a psychiatric hospital. That's a change. He's a surgeon in the comics.
Yeah, and in the new movie with Engelbert Bumperdick or whatever his name.
Yeah. I'm going to say his name properly, not to correct you, but just because I really like saying his name. So Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, thank you.
I just love saying that name so much, Benedict Cumberbatch. Right. So the movie, the MCU movie that came out, what, 2016, that's more along the lines of the comic. So clearly, they didn't give a crap about the comics when they were making this, or indeed the Incredible Hulk TV show.
This worked for me though. I don't remember that much about the comics. I read a couple of them and but it didn't thrill me as a character. So yeah, it's not like I was going, oh, this is not exactly the same.
No.
I actually dislike the Benedict Cumberbatch version because his character was so snarky and he's not a good comic actor. So I actually, yeah, didn't care for that aspect of that movie.
You don't think he's a good comic actor?
He's great. He was great in Sherlock because he was delivering comic lines flat. The character right. didn't know he was funny. He's not good when the character thinks he's funny and is delivering a joke. That was terrible, in my opinion.
Right. Okay. Strange has the potential to become Lindmer's. That's a weird name.
It is a terrible name. Yeah.
Yeah. Lindmer. Yeah. His successor by virtue of abilities and items inherited from his father. Dear person who wrote this on Wikipedia, it's from his father, not by from his father. including a signet ring.
Yeah, I didn't like that aspect of it. Like, oh, he's inherited it. Oh, yeah. I didn't like that.
The same as the movie and the comic, he has a car crash and he destroys his hands. And he goes looking for magic to heal his hands. So, yeah.
That's a somewhat, yeah, better origin story than this is.
Yeah. But I wasn't disagreeing earlier on about the psychiatrist part. I think that works for this part of this, for this story. I think him being a psychiatrist works better because that explains why Clea is his patient.
Yes, except that it is a very weird hospital that includes like an emergency room and a trauma, you know, it's a regular hospital, but it also has it has mental patients. And he's a psychiatrist in a regular hospital. I don't think we've ever seen that. I don't know if that happens for real, but it certainly is something we've never seen on TV before. I don't think that happens.
That's true.
At the beginning, he's treating a woman for ulcers.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's not a psychiatric ailment. But apparently she's an alcoholic, and maybe that's really why she's under his care. I don't know. It's just a weird situation, the whole thing.
Strange intuitively senses something very wrong, sharing Lake's nightmares from the previous day's events, but does not understand what's going on. Yeah, so he has nightmares of Clea throwing the stunt double off the bridge.
Yeah, we see her throwing the guy off the bridge. Mm-hmm. The guy then asks if people saw her throw him off the bridge. He then tells his assistant that he was thrown off the bridge by the woman. And then she has a dream about throwing him off the bridge. And then Strange sees him in the dream.
Yeah, but also the dream that Strange has, he gets it from a different angle from what we see. So...
You had a different astral camera.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't understand that, but, you know, if that was intentional, like seeing it from a different point of view, then that's fine. But, yeah. Lindmer contacts Strange at the hospital and tells him that Lake needs more help than what can be offered by medical science. Strange takes Lindmer's card and is intrigued by the fact that Lindmer's card bears the same symbol as his ring. Meanwhile, Le Fay possesses a cat and tries to have it enter Lindmer's house, but magic barriers repel it. Didn't like that. Didn't like the cat getting hurt.
Oh. I didn't realize the cat was in it at the beginning, too. Because that becomes a plot point later.
Yeah, it was a different cat. It was an orange cat that gets electrocuted as it's trying to get into the house.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, didn't like that at all. And I wouldn't like it if it was like a stray dog or something either. I just didn't like that part of the plot.
It should have been a homeless man.
She could have thrown a rock. She could have thrown a rock. Then it would have hit off it. Then she could have seen it.
Yep.
At the hospital, the head of Strange's department sedates Lake against his directions. And she appears to slip into a coma, which Strange is unable to revive her from. Strange goes to Lindmer. Le Fay sees an opportunity to kill Strange but hesitates and he survives. Does she hesitate? Because she makes the bus go to hit him, but he gets out of the way.
Yeah, that's what she's accused of by her boss, her right. demon boss, whatever the guy is. Yeah. So I assume that that was what was supposed to be depicted.
And the reason that she spares him is because she thinks he's quite dishy.
Yes.
Yes. And she's a, still a woman with woman's needs.
Yes.
Fuck off, 70s. Yeah. Lindmer tells Strange that his ignorance is a form of protection and asks him whether he wants to know the truth or remain ignorant. Strange demands to know the truth, and Lindmer says that he knows about how Strange's parents died when he was 18. He says Strange is special, aww, and that his parents died protecting him. He says, there are different realms and that Lake is trapped in one of them and only Strange can save her. Strange is dispatched to the astral plane and confronts and defeats the demon Balzaroth.
Yes, Balzaroth. Yeah.
That's Ted Cassidy. Who has been sent by Le Fay to stop Strange from rescuing Lake. Strange and Lake return to the physical world. So that was quite trippy.
Yeah, I like that. That was a good solid 1970s wackiness.
Yeah, I actually think there was, I mean, from what I've read, there was actually a budget behind this. It doesn't look especially cheap. It's just that the special effects aren't great because the 70s. But it looks a bit more special effects heavy than some shows that you would have in about that time.
Since it was supposed to be a movie that, like a full length movie, feature length movie that could have been the beginning of a series, I would have expected more special effects. And there was an awful lot of people talking in earnest, you know, hallways and conference rooms.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The evil entity asks Le Fay why she spared Strange. She confesses to being attracted to him, and the demon threatens to make her suffer eternity as an old woman. Well, goodness no. She vows that she will not fail. Strange checks in on Lake and agrees to dinner with her later. He goes to see Lindmer and rejects the reality of magic despite his recent experiences.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in it.
Well, I don't know if he doesn't believe in it. He says, he says he doesn't understand what happened or whatever. But it doesn't matter. I don't want any part of it. Yeah.
Exactly. Without meaning to, he lets the possessed cat? Okay, that doesn't help if you haven't mentioned the cat before, because it was a different cat, because this is now a black cat. Without meaning to, he lets a possessed cat into the house. Yes, the cat transforms into Le Fay and defeats Wong, seemingly killing him. She then defeats Lindmer, but she cannot kill him in this world, so she summons... Oh, Jesus Christ. So she summons Osmodeus.
That's right, Osmodeus, yeah, the nameless one.
Yes.
That's the name of the nameless one.
Yeah. The nameless one's name is Asmodeus. His friends call him Bill. She summons the nameless one, who has two names, to transport Lindmer to the demon realms.
And he's still not dead. He's still not dead in the demon realms.
He's still not dead. She transports him there to kill him, and then just leaves him hanging about and doesn't kill him straight away. Strange visits Lake, but Le Fay interrupts, promising him that she will not harm Lake so long as he comes with her to the demon realm. He agrees. Once there, he appears to be under her command. She offers him love, wealth, power, and knowledge. She attempts to seduce him, and on the verge of success, asks him to remove his ring. He protests that only Lindmer can remove it.
It was just a very odd scene. Like, he is totally into her, and he's like, yes, absolutely, let's get it on. She's like, take off your ring, and he's like, no, only my dad can take it off. And then she's like, no, you can take it off. Look, oh, come here, I want to show you something. And then she shows him Lindmer, like, hanging in this, you know, web or something. Mm-hmm. And he naturally gets freaked out, like, oh my God. And that was very, very funny to me.
Yeah.
She totally screwed up the whole deal. She could have had everything.
Exactly. She attacks him, but he defeats her, rescues Lindmer, and returns them both to the earthly realm, where he also revives Wong. So Wong's alive, everybody.
Yeah, that was a cheat, but okay. Everybody lives.
Well, Wong's a main character, so he's everyone else is a guest star, except Wong and Doctor Strange. So if the pilot went to series, then it would have been those two. And then, like, Morgan Le Fay would appear every now and then. And
I mean, maybe this was a show that was kind of aimed at families and kids and everything, so they didn't want to kill off characters. But the even the cat lives, Wong lives, Lindbergh lives, everybody lives.
Which cat? There's two.
The orange cat at the beginning runs away. The cat that gets electrocuted, I mean, he doesn't die, he just gets shocked, and the cat goes, oh!
I don't think we would want to see a cat get killed, though.
I'm not advocating for killing the cat. I'm just saying we should kill Wong and a homeless man.
And a homeless man. Can't forget that.
She's got to be successful at something.
Yeah, but she's not. Anyway, this has got to be the best line I have ever read. So thank you, person who wrote this on Wikipedia. The evil entity transforms Le Fay into an old hag.
Yeah?
Yes. That's exactly what happens. One sentence. That's it. Lindbergh explains that Strange must choose whether to remain mortal or to become the Sorcerer Supreme. That just makes me think it should be said like, Sorcerer Supreme! You know what I mean? Like they would in an 80s cartoon show or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Forgoing ignorance, offspring, and an easy death. Okay. But promises that he will at least have love. Aww. Strange chooses to protect humanity and Lindmer's power is transferred to him. Lindmer passes out. Wong then warns him, while he now has Lindmer's powers, he does not yet have the knowledge or the wisdom to use them correctly. And that if he is not extremely careful, he can harm himself or others.
Yeah, that was a cheat. Like, yeah, okay, I'll transfer my energy into you and you'll become the Sorcerer Supreme. And then like he goes, ah, that was extremely painful.
Yeah.
Am I the Sorcerer Supreme now? And they're like, no, 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 no. In fact, don't even use your powers. You could hurt yourself.
Yeah, yeah. We still have, like, a couple of seasons to, like, get you to learn how to do this sort of thing. Oops. Strange then carries Lindmer in his arms and puts him to bed to recover. Strange is then shown at the hospital. Oh, for fuck's sake. Strange is now at the hospital where many patients have been discharged. He leaves with Lake, who seems to have no memory of what happened other than it being a bad dream. Le Fay is shown on television, young again, posing as a self-help guru.
Yeah, and then Lake has, like, they have the exact same conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he initiates it. Like, what are you studying? And she's like, psychology. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can help me with my homework sometime. And like, I'm your doctor. I can't, I'm not your patient anymore. Like, why do they have that? That is the exact same conversation the second time.
That's just to show us that she doesn't remember anything.
Well, I guess he wouldn't say, you don't remember me rescuing you from a demon.
Yeah, that would be a bit strange. So I actually applaud,
all right.
Applaud the writer. Well, by the way, I forgot to say who fucking wrote and directed this.
Oh.
I don't care. Fuck it. It was the same guy who wrote and directed it. I'll say it at the end. Anyway. Hey,
Philip Daguerre Jr.
Yeah, what else has he done?
Oh, Simon and Simon and some of the newer Twilight Zone stuff. He's still writing until recently, JAG and stuff like that, yeah.
All right,
Simon and Simon, yeah.
Thank you very much, Tisto. Right. Strange agrees to meet Lake later, and the film closes with him playing a trick on a street magician, turning the flowers the magician was going to produce using sleight of hand into a dove. And then some funky 70s music plays over the end credits.
That was a terrible joke at the end, yeah.
It was, yeah.
I recognize that street magician, too. His name is Larry Anderson, but I just must have seen him in a bunch of bit parts. I don't think he's been in anything big.
Yeah, probably. At the end there, he puts his hand...
He was the magician in the TV show The Magician in 1974.
All right.
Wait, no, he was a magician.
Yeah, no, because...
Along with, obviously, Bill Bixby was the magician.
He was the magician. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
So I'm assuming this young man who was a magician and this is an actual magician, if he's already played a magician.
That's a very good question that I do not know the answer to, since I am only looking it up right now.
Yeah, so the way that Strange notices, like, magic, he puts his hand, or when he does magic, he puts his hand in the back of his neck, and then you hear this sort of dring noise.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally you would see that happening with Le Fay as well. She would look at something and you would hear a dring, and then something magic would happen. But there's one part when LeFay is sitting in a car and there's a bunch of kids that are like jumping in the car and stuff, and one of them does like a monkey face to her, which was quite awkward.
He's a black kid, but he's just doing he's just making a face,
Yeah, he's just making a face, but it's still quite awkward. Anyway, and she looks at him and you hear the dring, and then he runs away, but nothing happens.
Maybe they cut out something that was, a little too nasty or something.
Maybe, or maybe it was just the way she looked, just the evil eye that she gave him, and then he just ran away, but it just seems strange to me. It was very inconsistent dring-ing to me. So did you find anything else about whatever you were looking up?
Larry Anderson is both an actor and a magician, and he actually, in the show The Magician, he played himself, Larry Anderson, the magician, but not the magician. Again, Bill Bixby was
Bixby was the magician.
I watched that show when I was a kid. I liked that show. I was very small. I was 5 or 6 years old.
Well, you're older than me, so I don't even know if it aired over here. But I have heard of it.
We should say a lot of our audience may not realize Bill Bixby was also David Banner in the Incredible Hulk TV show.
Yeah.
That was why the connection was interesting.
He also directed a lot of things, Bill Bixby. He directed a lot of Blossom episodes. Just checking, the Magician only ran for one season.
Yes. Yes. Like Manimal. Yeah. All my favorite shows as a kid only ran for one season.
21 episodes. It's weird that sometimes that you like a show when you're younger and you remember the show, but it only lasted a few episodes. It didn't last like a few seasons.
Yeah, I think Manimal had literally 8 episodes, I think. And Ellery Queen only ran for one season as well. Yeah, I liked all those shows.
Yeah, I've only ever seen Manimal. So do you have any final thoughts about this thing?
Let's see. I thought it was interesting that they said dreaming is a form of astral travel. I thought that would probably come back at some point. I thought that they would expand upon that. It did seem doomed to me when they started really heavy on the demons stuff. Like, we're in the astral plane talking to demons. It's parents are not going to like that in 1978.
No.
So that's probably a large part of what doomed it. I really liked, Anne Marie Martin or Eddie, as we're calling her, as Clea Lake. I thought she was Eddie Benton, as Clea Lake. I thought she was very attractive and quite good. And I thought Jessica Walter was wonderful as a villain, a recurring villain. I didn't care for Linmer, John Mills as Linmer. So I was genuinely disappointed that he didn't die. I was like, I don't want that guy to come back.
Yeah, you would think he would die at the end. That would make sense after transferring his power to Strange.
Because he's the big name actor who was probably kind of – well, he's a British actor, so probably not very expensive, but Well, I mean, seriously, British actors would do all kinds of stuff.
Exactly, even though he was a sir and he made many, many films over the years, he was probably cheap in American TV standards. Okay. I think this was all right. It was a bit boring. It was a bit dull.
Yeah, because there's just too much talk, earnest conversations in conference rooms and studies and stuff.
And the stuff with the hospital administrator guy didn't really need to be there. The head doctor guy who just kept, that didn't need to be there. Or the nurse. We forgot to mention the nurse. Well, two nurses. One that is flirting a lot with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I kept thinking, oh, she's going to be the she's, and I thought, and I actually thought she was Clea Lake. I mixed them up very briefly. Thinking that was just her off duty, and it was like, oh, wait a minute, no, those are completely different people.
Yeah, and the older nurse who just seems to despise Doctor Strange, she just really hates him.
Is she the one who tries to give Clea Lake medicine, even though she's not been prescribed medicine?
Yeah.
For some reason, all the mental patients are all lined up getting medicine. What? And they just take their medicine, move on. And she's like, and she gets there and she's like, what is this? Medicine. It'll make you feel better. And she's like, I don't want to go to sleep, so I'm not going to take it. And she's like, oh, you're refusing to take your medicine. It's like, what kind of a hospital just lines people up?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
She hasn't been prescribed it, so why is she in the queue in the first place?
Very strange. And they all get the same medicine? That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. Yeah, it was really strange. And it was, I just thought it was boring. I mean, there was some interesting stuff there, and the actors were fine, and I still can't go over that stunt double going over the bridge because it looked absolutely nothing like
it's seamless John as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm used to watching Rockford Files, where Rockford starts off limping, and then we see him from behind running at full gallop, and then we see him get to the car limping again. Because Garner had a terrible football injury.
Yeah. I do love it when you can spot stunt doubles, though. That is one of my favourite things in the world, is spotting stunt doubles. Because some people, they just don't hide it. You pretty much... And they show it in slow motion as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, multiple times, because we keep seeing it in dreams.
Exactly.
Solve one thing for me. What was... Like, the whole thing is predicated on the idea that the doctor has some sort of psychic connection to the patient, Clea Lake. But what was that connection? Just, he treated her?
I think he more has a connection with Lindmar and Morgan Le Fay, and she's just sort of stuck in the middle, which is why he saw the stunt double getting thrown off the bridge. Because of the connection between the other two.
Okay, okay.
I think that was it, rather than him having an actual connection with her.
Mm-hmm.
He just fancied her. He just thought she was nice looking and then just, you know, stuck around.
I have to admit, I also have dreams about women I fancy.
Yeah, right. So that's all we have time for. I'd like to thank Tisto for joining me again.
In the name of Ryle, Scourge of Demons, I command you to be gone.
Yeah. Thanks. I will in a minute. If you let me say the outro, then I'll be gone.
I command you to say the outro and then be gone.
If you'd like to follow the podcast at Drop the Pipe Pod on the socials, apart from Instagram, because that's just my Instagram. Actually, I have to be, and I haven't actually posted anything lately because I keep forgetting I have it. If you'd like to send... email, it's droppilotpod@gmail.com. And where can the lovely listeners find you?
You can find me, I am Tisto, T-Y-S-T-O Tisto Zarban on Twitter. And also my website, in the name of Ryle, Scourge of Demons, I command you to be gone.com.
Otherwise known as Tisto.com.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening, and I'll speak to you all next time. Goodbye.